الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. For a few weeks now we are discussing, and we haven't still come directly, but we are discussing the importance of the Urdu language. And last week we explained with regard to Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak Rahmatullah Ali, that who was in Azhar for so long, and he met all the ulama, and his opinion finally was that the ulama of Deoband have been blessed with the great amount of the knowledge of deen and with deen itself, that is the taqwa, the practice, the understanding of deen. And I also mentioned about Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when his two grandchildren went up the tree and finally he brought them down, then Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib, who's the Amir of Tabligh in Pakistan in Raiwil, he told him, if they don't understand, they don't know Urdu, then they will not understand this work of Tabligh and Da'wat. It is through the language that a person will understand. Further, Bhai Abdul Wahab, the first time when all our elders came to South Africa for a ijtima, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, all our great elders. Bhai Abdul Wahab, who is a BA graduate, many people might not know that, but he is a BA graduate. At Kaaba Sharif, they first made Umrah and came. And at Kaaba, he held the cloth of the Kaaba and he made a promise to Allah. I'm going to a country, South Africa, where they say you must know English if you want to propagate deen, if you want to make the belief of deen. But I make a promise to you, O Allah, I won't speak one word of English there. And they came and they spent their time, and mashallah, you can see the work carrying on. Also, another very important thing, mashallah, many of our students also go for 1 year in Jamaat from all the Darul Ulooms. One student who went a few years ago, and he noticed that those students who don't know Urdu, they hardly benefit from the 1 year, because the bayans are in Urdu, they can't understand, and we all know that a translation is never 100%. And especially if one person is translating, then how many things he himself misses out while he's translating? He's missing out, he's not hearing yet, and then he just carries on the little bit that he picks up. If there are two translators, then it still helps much more. The one listens while the one translates. But when there's only one, and then this student told me that when the students go in gushed, then also everything has to be translated. And eventually, very quick, and we notice it, you yourself notice it where translations take place. Very soon the children lose interest, just to ones who are hearing. Because it's a translation, they lose interest. And many times the sequence of the subject doesn't carry on, because he missed out something yet, and sometimes he's listening yet to catch up. And many times also, one great point for those who translate, if you want to be a good translator, from my experience, that don't never enjoy the translation. If you enjoy the translation, you get immersed in it. And you forget to translate so many things. You are taking enjoyment. There you do your duty of translating. What you hear, translate it. Don't you get carried away with that enjoyment of the subject. The subject matter many times is such, you get carried away with it. But then you don't translate it. So afterwards you can enjoy. But when you are translating, then don't take the enjoyment which comes in that subject matter, do your duty of translating of what is being said. So many times when the interest is lost, so when that happens, he says, I notice the students who even went with lot of enthusiasm for 1 year, but because they did not know Urdu, they lost the enthusiasm right at the beginning. And then they were just there to pass their time, and they didn't get hardly any benefit. We don't say no benefit, but hardly any benefit. So the same thing applies. That is for the work of Tabligh. Also understand that the work of Tabligh, Allah Ta'ala has chosen also India for it. Allah could choose Russia for it. Allah could choose Indonesia for the work to start. Allah could use in place of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali some other alim of Samarkand of Bukhara, of Iraq, of anywhere else. But Allah chose Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this is all the combination of their ilm, their taqwa, and that in Urdu what they had learned. And that is why, if Allah, otherwise Allah could choose somebody in Makkah Sharif with Arabic, and the headquarters of Tabligh could be in Makkah Sharif, could be in Medina Sharif. And the whole world acknowledges, non-Muslims acknowledge the work of Tabligh and the Awad, how universal, how beneficial it is, and it is our last straw, it looks like, for the survival of the Ummah. This is the effort which Allah Ta'ala has chosen, and Allah chose it through the language of Urdu, the work of Tabligh, as by Abdul Wahab, who was with Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. Perhaps the oldest worker in the world of Tabligh work is by Abdul Wahab Muskhallabi, and he said that you won't get the understanding of this work until you don't know Urdu. Also, many people said in other foreign countries, South Africa, one of them, where Ta'aleem also is made in English, Bayans are made in English, the mizaj of the work, the mizaj of being is something else. One time, here in our dining hall, when the Ijtima was here, when Hadraji and all had come, and there was a mashura taking place in the front section, which was first the Jamaat Khana, the Musalla for the Madrasa, when the masjid was not built. There all our elders were sitting there, Mufti Zainul Abideen, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and mashura was taking place. In that, one subject came, that this work of Tabligh and Da'wah, that the approach to it, what should it be? And all gave their eyes, and I was also sitting, I was a very young person, and I was totally shocked when Hazraji asked me, he looked at me and he asked me, what is your right? I wouldn't speak a word, of course, in front of such great people. Then Hazraji himself said, Nay, mere bhaiyo, no, my brothers, that don't make this work a separate firqa and a separate one deal of its own. The work of Tabligh, Hazraji said, is nothing more than to revive deen. It is only one means to revive deen. Don't make it like a mazhab of its own. And don't make it like a sect of its own. It is only there to revive deen. So that is very important. So to get that proper, all the understanding of this work, you'll only get it if you understand not only Urdu. Like Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, some people when they translate also, and the person who is speaking, or from kitabs also, if you're translating a kitab, there is a muhawara, a proverb, and they translate the proverb literally. Like for example, in Urdu, a person says, Mera dil baagh baagh ho gaya. And the literal translation, my heart became a garden garden. So Maulana said, one person who was translating for me, he translated like that. What it means is that I became very happy. Now in English you don't say, my heart became a garden garden. You say, I became very happy, I enjoyed tremendously. So not only the language, until you don't understand the muhawara, you won't be able to understand the Arabic also. We learn, you have to learn Sarf Nahwa. And more than that, if anyone want to enjoy the proper understanding and teaching of Quran and Hadith, till you don't know your adab properly, you won't understand and you won't get the enjoyment. So the same thing, literature, like in English, you study literature, you study grammar also, and literature is separate you study. Where you learn about proverbs, where you learn about similes, where you learn about antonyms, where you learn about synonyms, and all those things, then only will you get the proper understanding something in English. So in the same way for Urdu, you have to understand. Today I'll complete inshallah with one very, very important aspect. There was a good friend of ours, we have lost touch of him, we don't know if he's still living also or not. His name was Abdul Rahman O'Brien. He was a German, a revert to Islam. The days we knew him, he was in Zimbabwe. And he was relocated to the UK, to England, and I met him there also. But since a long time, I've lost contact with him. And he had translated many kitabs from Urdu into English. And he told me one very important point. And listen properly to it, especially those who feel that Urdu is an Indian language, and that makes them negative. It puts them off almost completely. They don't want to learn Urdu. And then they, because they're negative, they don't want to learn, they find it difficult. Then they lose the interest. Whereas if you have interest, then a difficult thing also becomes easy. And if you don't have interest, you don't enjoy, the easy thing also you don't want to do. So he told me that understand and explain to everyone that Urdu is not an English, not an Indian language. Urdu is an Islamic language. And he explained it in this way, then that when Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali, who revived the knowledge of Hadith in the subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc. And today as we have got the ilm of Hadith, this was brought to us by Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali. Now when he brought it to the subcontinent, that time India, Pakistan, Bangladesh was one big country. And the language of the people was an Indian language, whether it was Hindi, Marathi, Urdu, Tamil, whatever it was. Now, knowledge of Deen is in Arabic. And you people as students who are in the first year, especially onwards, you know Arabic is not easy. You have to learn your gardans. You can get so mixed up if you make af'alu in mubari and afzalu in tabzil. If you don't understand it properly, you will make a wrong translation, you will understand it wrongly. So much it is important to understand, to learn yourself properly, to learn your nahwa properly. And of course, as I said, your adab, where many students lose interest. Till you don't know your adab and like nahwa and sarf, the rules, you must apply them to your ibadah, then you will be able to read correctly. Adab also, the rules, apply them. Then you will get the enjoyment of Arabic, or especially of Quran and Hadith. So anyway, so there's Urdu, or the Indian languages, there were plenty, and he had to teach them, he had to teach them Arabic, Quran and Hadith. To teach them Arabic was a very big job. So what he did, he used Arabic vocabulary. Until today, Urdu has got 60, 70, 80% of Arabic vocabulary in it. And the grammar he used was of the local languages. Like the ka, ke, ki, na, ne, ni, that he used of the local Indian language. The vocabulary he used was of Arabic. And the grammar he used was of the local language, and that came to be known as Urdu. And that is what is Urdu. So Urdu is really an Islamic language which Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali had invented in order to teach the masses Deen. And Deen is Quran and Hadith, that is Arabic, but they don't know. So he used the Arabic words and terminology and used the grammar of the local language. So if you understand it like that, you will find that Urdu will become very interesting to you. So, inshallah, if Allah wishes, in the next time, I'll explain to you a few more aspects of how people feel about the Urdu language and how important it is. Wa akhiru da'wana.